Patient's first name, Julian, last name, Rivera. Date of birth, May 4, 2016. Date of service, January 5th, 2022. Provider, Caroline Kamau. Next line, history of presenting illness. Patient is a five-year-old male child presented to the clinic by the mother with complaints of abdominal pain, low-grade fever, headache for the past 2 to 3 days period. Mother reports decreased level of activity and reports that child slept all day today and did not feel like getting up or waking up at all. Period. Child has decreased appetite and is refusing to eat solid foods but is drinking well. Period. Mother has given Tylenol as needed for fever and pain, but symptoms seems to be lingering on. Period. Mother is concerned about any possible exposure to COVID, as many children the child interacts with have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Period. Mother denies any shortness of breath, denies any cough, denies any other associated symptoms. Period. Next line, allergies and KDA. Next line, current medications, Tylenol. Next line, medical history negative. Next line, surgical history, eye surgery. Next line, review of systems is otherwise negative except for the presenting illness. Next line, physical examination. In general, child is alert and visibly appearing ill, sleeping through most of the exam, and just very clingy to the mother. Period. The vital signs, heart rate is 77, respirations 20, temperature 98.6, oxygen sat 97%, HEENT, eyes, pupils are equal, round and reactive to light and watery, quite teary, period, ears, bilateral ear canals are positive for erythema, TM landmarks are not visibly clear at all, period. The oropharyngeal area is positive for notable erythema. Tonsillar pillars are notably enlarged at 1 plus to almost 2 with scant exudate noted. Neck, soft with bilateral lymphadenopathy, quite tender to touch. Heart, tachycardic with no murmurs. Lungs, clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft and non-tender. Skin, unremarkable, and the rest of the examination is unremarkable. Next line, in-house lab testing. COVID test is negative. Next line, assessment and plan. Acute tonsillitis versus acute upper respiratory infection. Period. We'll initiate patient on treatment and management for severe tonsillitis, most probably could be strep positive, period. Based on the clinical assessment of tonsil enlargement and scant straw belly-like appearance at the posterior aspect of the tongue, we will start patient on oral antibiotics, dosed as per his weight, and also give some oral antihistamine, Histex PD, to for comfort measures, period. Mother is further advised to continue giving Tylenol, alternating with ibuprofen as needed for the symptoms, period. Child is to stay away from school for the next 2 days due to the symptoms and to get adequate rest. Most importantly, mother is advised to push fluids to prevent dehydration, period. Mother verbalized understanding and did not have any questions and was told to bring the child back for any worsening symptoms. Period and end of dictation.